Do you like to be the first? Name of your sex tape? Well, if you like to be the first to listen to podcasts, you might want to check out our Patreon, because now we're offering a brand new membership tier called Name of Your Sex Tape. I couldn't help it, guys. I'm sorry. For £5 a month, you'll get an ad-free version of our weekly episode on a Tuesday, a full day earlier than its usual release. So you can be the very first to talk about how funny our guest was, how quickly you cracked the case, or how badly I answered a question. Plus, you'll get all the benefits of our regular tier, including our live Zoom records, a special shout out on the podcast, and if you really like to hear us talk, we've got an entire back catalog of extra content. Check it out on patreon.com/drunkwomensolvingcrime.
Name of your sex tape. Name of your sex tape.
Name of your sex tape.
Fancy coming along to see Drunk Women Solving Crime live?
Ooh, yes, please.
Why not join us for our monthly London residency at the marvellous Museum of Comedy? We've got monthly shows through to June.
Plus, every show is a double header, so you get to see us record not one, but two episodes with two fantastic guests.
You can find tickets on our website, drunkwomensolvingcrime.com.
Shows are selling out fast, so be quick.
Noice.
Noice.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Drunk women solving crime.
Drunk women.
Drunk women solving crime.
Drunk women.
Now it's time for drunk women solving crime.
Cheering before anyone else. Like, woo! Us! Yay! Hello, hello. Welcome to Drunk Women Solving Crime!
Yay!
For those in the know, what is Drunk Women Solving Crime? Well, it's a true crime podcast with a twist
of lime!
Oh, very good. Give us a cheer if you listen to the podcast.
Yay!
Oh, very good. Give us a cheer. Don't be shy if you're new to the podcast.
Yay!
Hello! Welcome to the cult. We have now sealed the doors. No, thanks for coming along. It's great to see you. It's a train strike day, so we're very glad that anyone is here at all.
Well,
bless
done.
This front row. They're from Birmingham. What a shame.
You guys are so industrious.
You are. We really appreciate the commitment. I've had to drive here tonight. Yeah. I had to drive into central London. How brave is that? And I still drive on the wrong side of the road, so it was unbelievable. I would love to just introduce my co-host. My name is Taylor Glenn, a.k.a. Detective Asshole. You'll see. And to my left, I have the lovely Katie Wilkins.
Hey!
Katie, how are you?
I'm good. I just nearly poured water quite well.
Oh, good
Which
job.
I think we can all agree shows growth.
Really, this is great. That is a callback to last month. So if anyone was here last month...
And on all the months before.
She has a tendency to miss the glass. Name of my sex tape. I understand that you have come down with some of the ladies from your village.
Yes,
the village people are here. Let's hear it for the village people.
Yay! Yay! Shout out
over there in front.
The Hertfordshire mums.
Yay!
Represent. We just had ramen noodles. It was the best. I'm having the best day of my life.
Katie did not have to drive. Katie is hammered. I would also love to introduce Hannah George.
Hey!
A.K.A. Detective Butt Stuff, although...
Well, how did that happen, to be honest? I know enough about...
Not a reliable contraceptive, it turns out. If you get it wrong... The greatest image, though, was we sort of take turns on, like, who's doing the booze run, and we usually have to buy 4 bottles of cava or prosecco. Tonight it's cava. We were just feeling cheap. Cheap and dry, like I like my men.
Well, it's better than wet. You don't want a wet man. So we always like get four because as people who come along know, we will ask one of you at the end of each of the shows, there will be two shows with an interval, and we will ask a member of the audience to come up and share the time that they were a victim of a crime.
And you your can prize, win.
Your Sorry. Prize is Kava. Yeah.
All right.
But we sent Hannah to do the booze run, and she's really showing now with her bump. And so she walked in like a Ghostbuster with like a bottle on each side, four bottles.
I did get some looks in Tesco. I refused to get a basket, so I had four carvers like this just waddling to the till. And then the woman had to press the, like, it was for my age saying whether she approved, but she didn't approve. She did not.
She disapproved, but it's all good content for social media. So.
Yes, because immediately we took a picture. So follow us on the socials.
Come and see Hannah's inappropriate pictures.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, you're going to have to pay a little bit more for those, but there is a subscription service.
So I say we crack on.
Sure.
All right, shall we introduce our guest for this episode? Our guest is one half of the incredible comedy duo Flo and Joan. It is Nicola Dempsey.
Yay! Nicola! Welcome!
Hello! Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hello!
Thank you.
How are you?
That was the most seamless, never touched a microphone before in my life. Just like... lassoed myself into it. So I'm great. Thank you so much.
All good. And I feel before we start, and obviously this will not resonate to the listeners, but only to the live crowd, you are wearing the world's best cardigan.
Thank you.
That is an amazing, amazing jumper.
Thank you very much. I bought it in New York so I could tell people that I bought it in New York, and that was the only... it was too expensive and it didn't fit my case, so I had to like wear it on the plane like looking like the Michelin man, but I think it's worth it. I'm happy with it. Bless me.
For the listeners at home, it's just covered in swastikas.
Yeah. Yeah.
What part of New York are you in? Jesus. So we always kick off the podcast the same way, and that is to ask our guest, Nicola, have you ever been... We always call them Nicola. It's very confusing. Nicola, have you ever been the victim of a crime?
I've never been the victim of a crime. Brag. what a lucky woman. But I was with a friend of mine who is... I was sort of next door to the crime, or like side on the crime, I guess. I don't know. That sounds weird. But she was a... I was going to keep them neutral, but she... too late. We were out in town, and she's a sort of... I'd say like recognizable, famous person, second brag. she's sort of, yeah, she's sort of a known person. And
she's your sister.
Yeah, my sister, yeah.
She's on next.
I like that I say that she's famous and I am not. neither of us are. But I was out with this friend of mine who isn't, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And she, as we were walking down the road, this guy came up to us and he started acting really weird. He was like kind of screaming in our faces and it was really jarring, like kind of traumatic. And we were just like, he sort of went away. And I was just screaming, fuck off at him. Which eventually worked, but it was sort of a weird, like, knee-jerk reaction of I didn't know what to do, and they just screamed fuck off for a long time. And he did. And then she reached into her coat and was like, my phone is gone.
Oh.
So he, like, distracted us by being nuts. And
wow.
had nicked her phone.
Wow.
And we were both like, what the fuck? Like, really, we're already shaken. And then she was like, my phone, fuck. And as I like ran down the road looking like a lost child, just like running after him, he'd gone. And as I came back around the corner, there were two policemen coming the other way. So we were like, great, this is amazing. And went up to them all like, I'm really, my friend's just had her phone stolen. The guy, he looked like this, he was wearing this, he was this tall, he did this, he went that way.
Yeah.
And they just looked at us and were like, oh, yeah, that does happen around here.
Oh,
wow.
That is not the point. If you were good at your job, it wouldn't.
You're not the validation police.
Yeah. Like, oh, thank you. Now I'm one of the crew. It was so they and they were like, oh yeah, that just happened. And they were just a bit shit. And kind of took her details and all this kind of stuff. And then as it was happening, and she was just like, we were both like, what the fuck? Like kind of shaken. And they went, I'm really sorry, but like you're on the telly, aren't you?
No.
And I wanted to jump in and be like, oh my God, thank you so much for watching Stand Up Central in 2018. Like, this is so flattering, thank you. And we were like, yeah. Can we get our phone back though? And they just like didn't do anything. And she was like, yeah. Yeah, that I kind of, my phone though, and that was, they were just like, yeah, we'll let you know. Just kind of left.
We'll let you know.
Yeah, it was the weirdest, like, shittiest police officing I've ever seen in my life. Yeah, that's a real word, officing, either. Police officing, but yeah. So I was just kind of alongside it and sort of basking in the reflected glory of my friend being recognised when her phone got
stolen.
But it's
stolen. Also, it's almost like there's a part of me that's like, well, I'm glad that celebrities don't get better treatment.
Yeah.
Because that would be unfair.
That's so true, yeah.
We all get shit treatment. Okay, fine.
Yeah, good for you. Your very expensive phone got stolen because you're famous.
Like yeah. Did they all get selfies? Oh, yeah, we'll really look into this.
I think they could read
Sign my baton.
Literally that. I think they could read my face where they were like definitely wanted to and were just like the small one looks angry, we probably won't do that. Like maybe not, but yeah, that was was the crime that I was alongside.
That's I would be tempted so to rubbish. Shout really loudly in their faces and just steal all their shit.
Yeah.
Just see if they can replicate the crime.
Out, go like, yeah, if you're super
sorry,
distracted
cops
that I'm
happens.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Got your handcuffs now.
I had, you know, the only other time I've had such a like an abrupt reaction from someone that I was hoping to trust was
fucking hell.
I love this. I
feel like you've talked about this in therapy, to be honest.
That did make it sound. I'll just rush through it now. So,
name of your sex tape.
Hey.
When I was in labour. Yeah, you're right, this is bleak.
wait, labour's beautiful, right? It doesn't hurt.
Hannah is such a laugh, you're going to love it.
Oh, fucking hell.
I'm so sorry now, this is super triggering for Hannah, I'm so sorry. There was a point where like they're like, oh, only ring us up and tell us you have to come to hospital if your X is happening or Y is happening. And I was like, okay, so X is happening and Y is happening. And
I love that you can't say dilated because it's just.
But it was like they have to be like, you know, three minutes apart and blah blah blah. So I was like, yeah, they're 3 minutes apart. I'm in loads of pain. Can I come in? And it was like my third phone call. I was like, can I come in now? And the midwife went, yeah, we'll be painful. It's very painful. Call me when you can't talk. It was
God.
Like that with the police. It's like, yeah, that happened.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, so you're not going to help me at all.
Call me when you can't talk. That's so funny. I'm just a phone call. Just. Is that Katie? Okay. Come on in.
You
all
can
right.
still drive. Come on.
Yeah. What a pussy I was.
Wow.
Oh, yikes.
God.
That won't happen to you, though.
No.
It'll be fine.
I think it'll be fun. I think it'll be a laugh.
Mm-hmm.
It's like pop out like that. Like.
You know what? I actually think that you might be one of the lucky ones.
Do you know what? I haven't done that since, like, COVID. It's really nice, isn't it? Like, I mean, I'm not, don't do it because you've touched things.
Now
weird.
We can spread spit again. Yay. Yeah, well, Nicola, we always ask if you could say something to the perpetrator. What would you say or what would you do? But in this case, it feels like there's multiple perps, arguably the police.
Yeah, I feel like they're actually the real crime people. I was more angry at them than I was at the guy who stole the phone in the end.
Yeah.
But I was so angry with them. I think I would end up just like singing the theme tune of The Bill at them and then like, just really angrily and then leaving. But like slowly backing away as I got like louder and louder and louder.
I actually would love to see their reaction to that.
Yeah.
I would love to see you do that, actually, though. Would you mind standing up and just...
Oh, yeah.
Is that too much
no,
to
let's
ask?
Let's go.
Let's
this
do
will
it.
Definitely be in tune.
Let's do it.
And this isn't... Oh, no, it's not.
Oh, that's... There we go.
This is long enough.
There we go.
I'll do it this way.
Like, I'm so excited.
Really slowly. Da-da, da-da, da. Boop, boo, doo, boop, boo, doo, 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 boo, 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 doo, boo, boo, doo, boo, 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 I would just keep going.
That is hot! I'm so impressed you knew what the theme, like, I used to watch The Bill religiously, but I could not tell you what the theme tune was. Like, that was incredible.
Oh my God. Like a very, there was only a small bit of it that I remember. I don't know what else happens. I think it's like longer, but I feel like it's more jarring to just repeat also, a small amount of it over like, and over again.
Not only is that amazing, but I really want to see that happen to the police.
That's the best answer we've ever had. Sick. That's fantastic. Thank you so much. Right. Well, this is the section of the podcast where we solve, and we mean that in the very loosest sense of the word. I'm sober, so I can't use that excuse tonight. Fuck it. Yeah. True crime. Who wants it? Yay! Right. Our case tonight is the case...
Wait. Sorry. I'm sorry. Do you need it? No, you don't need a top up. I'm very aware that I've got the booze and I'm far away. So I'm just
female workplace. I'm fine.
Sorry, continue with the case.
No, not at all. I wasn't in any sort of flow. Our case tonight is the case of Julianne Kupka. Has anybody heard of Julianne?
There was a gasp. Somebody has.
Welcome to the ride.
Julianne. She didn't realize she'd be the focus this evening.
She may have been yawning. We don't know. She's also got a YA novel in the back. Just kidding. Julianne was born in 1954 in Germany. However, she was brought up in a rather unusual location. So your first question is, what was that unusual location?
In Germany?
No.
No, that was my answer. In Germany.
Oh, yes.
How odd.
Weird.
Wait, 1954?
She was born in 54.
And she was
brought up.
Somewhere weird.
Raised, reared.
Somewhere weird.
In a strange, well, unusual place.
All right.
Unusual place to grow up.
Area 54.
Area 54. Everybody born in 1954 ended up in Area 54.
That would be a weird place to grow up, though. Is there real aliens? Is there not?
I thought it was 52. Is it not? 51, fucking hell!
So it
don't come here for facts, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, it's Studio 54.
It's good to be pulled up.
And Area 51. Do not fuck those up, guys.
So I did
they
know,
both have a shit ton
you.
Of cocaine,
I
though.
I did mean Area 51.
Okay.
I was with you. I'm like, yeah, 54.
It was 50-something.
Oh, dear. What's so funny is we have a lot of, like, historians that listen to the podcast, I guess just to mock us.
Yeah, just listen to it to go, I am good at my job.
I think they listen to us when they're exercising so they can use the hate to, like, fuel. They run so far. Like, those idiots don't know anything.
I used to do that with the Sex and the City movies.
Oh, my God.
Nothing made me move faster on the elliptical. I'm like, God damn it! The self-hatred, the stereotypes. Anyway, well, you got to do what you got to do to exercise. Nicola, any thoughts on an unusual location?
Well, now I'm thinking like Studio 54. It's like Studio my next
So we've got Area 51, Studio 54.
Did she grow up in a circus? And then have to run away to an accountancy firm.
I mean, nice. If we were keeping points, which we don't, I don't even know who I would give it to, but Julianne was raised in the jungle in Peru.
Oh, a veritable Paddington the Bear.
Yeah.
Very nice.
She also eats marmalade sandwiches.
I love that you said as well, I'm not keeping points, as if any of us got any points of that either. Even if you were.
We're so nice, though, that we're like, I'll give it to you. Especially Katie will be like, I'm going to give it to you, even though it was absolutely...
I'm not in charge of this one, so there'll be no points.
No, because I'm the asshole. So Julianne's father was a zoologist. Her mom was a scientist. So if anything, it's more Lindsay Lohan and Mean Girls. So the family...
I love that I got an applause. Oh, Mean Girls reference, yes, please.
Yes. Now we're in it to win it.
Can I tempt you with the Wild Thornberrys?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Good. Well, it's about to get sad, so stop it. No, I'm joking.
Well, it's good we had that levity.
It's good we had that levity, and that's what we do here. So the family established a research station in the rainforest, if you can picture that, where Julianne spent most of her childhood. She was initially homeschooled, but then she wound up going to high school in the city of Lima.
Okay, it's more like Mean Girls now.
Yeah, it's definitely Mean Girls.
So in 1971, Julianne and her mother decided to fly back to the jungle from Lima, where they both were, to celebrate Christmas with Julianne's father. Her mother wanted to leave earlier in the week, but Julianne, who was 17, wanted to stay behind for something. What might a 17-year-old want to stay behind
Fuck.
For?
Straight fucking.
Fuck. You definitely want your mom to stay. Oh, yes, you can definitely swear.
Okay, cool.
So we've got a fuck.
I mean, someone in the audience shouted party, which party. I like. Okay. That's like the tame version of fuck.
Yeah. Leads to.
Have you ever had like a choc dip? Do you remember the choc dips? Where you get the biscuit and you put them in chocolate, and there'd never be enough chocolate, would there? But you'd still have them. So that, maybe choc dips.
They'd just come to Lima.
Yeah, exactly. And she was like, oh, man, don't have these in the jungle.
I think she got Taylor Swift tickets. And she did not want to miss the concert.
You are 100%
that triggering
correct.
For a few people.
Taylor Swift, who is not yet born. I like the spirit of all of the answers. Well done, guys. Well
done. Female workplace.
Do you know the audience member was the closest? She wanted to stay behind for a school dance and graduation ceremony.
Okay.
Lovely. So this meant that the only available flight was on Christmas Eve, and that flight was with a small Peruvian airline on a turboprop plane, which held 99 passengers, and a bitch ain't one. Every time I see 99, I have to Jay-Z it.
Do Sorry. Not go to an ice cream shop with Taylor.
Sorry, there's a little huh.
Or somebody like honked a boob there. It's either a laugh or a sexual assault.
I always, when I'm at a show, I always laugh out of sync with the rest of the audience, so I love when other people do that. I'm always like a little bit too soon or I'm delayed. And I appreciate it.
Name me your sex date.
Keep it up.
Oh, it's delayed. I promise it's delayed.
It's, it's the antidepressants. Now, 170 of these little turboprop planes were built for this particular airline. And your next question is, how many of those 170 planes had either crashed or suffered extreme malfunction?
69 is a good sexy answer, person in the audience.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, when I think about aviation crashes, I want to make sure I think about sucking dick. Okay.
Sucking dick and having your needs met.
Oh, he was lying to me. Okay. Yeah. Fuck. I've not done a 69. Anyway. Bit of, I know what it is, guys.
Any advance on 69 in?
I feel like two-thirds.
Two-thirds, okay.
Yeah, right. It's got to be a dangerously high amount.
Yeah,
right.
Like it's more than half. But
we're
not
full
like
of confidence.
Of
Do you know, no amount is a good amount. It's kind of the point of this
ratios.
Well, and anybody that listens to this podcast, you know, I am a very nervous flyer. And I did a show right after I flew back from the States and I was high on Valium for the
whole
show.
And dressed as a nun.
And I was dressed as a nun.
Even though none of us were dressed up.
Nobody else was dressed up. So you coined the term or the name Sister Valium.
I did.
Which was great. But I feel like I've kind of done this case as a way to like push the limits and try to get over my own.
Is this you reclaiming flight?
It's me reclaiming. It's not
it's like trauma therapy.
Wait, it's trauma therapy. Yeah. It's in vivo exposure. Okay, for stats fans, so it's 58.
Oh, 58. That's not sexy.
No, for stats fans.
What is that, a peck
that
on the cheek?
30, that's 34% of their entire fleet written off. So, dodgy as hell. Julianne's father knew how bad this airline's reputation was.
Well, like, was Paddington, like, piloting all of them? Yeah. He's just there being, falling about.
Yeah, little sticky fingers.
They were really shitty planes. And Julianne's father knew the airline's reputation and urged them to take another flight, but they wanted to get there in time for Christmas.
God, the other thing, too, if it's fucking Christmas Eve, that pilot is drunk. I mean, this is a double whammy of disaster.
Well, listen, the next question, you know, keep that in mind. Besides the appalling track record of the airline, you know, for the safety of the aircraft, there was another reason that this plane should never have taken off.
I think
that's your next question.
Those two things are related. So, yeah, they have an appalling track record, and they let me fly the plane. Yeah.
What was the reason they should never have taken off?
Was it being pulled by reindeer? I'm not a nervous flyer, but I'd be about, huh.
Is that a red flag for you?
I won't get on a plane if it's been towed by animals.
Flown by a bear, yes.
Yeah,
reindeers,
exactly.
No. Yeah.
Exactly.
Adorable pilot,
just
fine.
Just hear the sleigh bells. Ding, 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 ding.
The weather. That is a sensible answer. Thank you,
That is
you,
the
audience.
Correct answer. I'm going to give it to you. Well done. It was the weather. There were severe thunderstorms predicted, and there was no way that plane would have taken off today, Sister Valium tells herself. I really don't think it would. So for most of the flight, things were absolutely fine. But then with just 15 minutes till landing, something catastrophic happens.
They ran out of pretzels.
They ran out of pretzels. That's correct. That's the end of the case.
That was the crime. They didn't have enough pretzels.
What happened?
With 15 minutes to go, the oxygen masks fell down, and everyone forgot that you're supposed to put your own oxygen mask on first.
So they all just got tangled in each other's oxygen masks.
Oh. It was a big tangle.
Yeah. It was a big oxygen mask tangle. Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. Was it a bird strike?
Oh my God, yeah, the birds film came true.
Because you know, like when the birds go into the engine.
Yes.
Because like in the jungle, like that must look quite beautiful, all the different colours.
Yes.
Like lovely.
And they're just
like
big
pigeons and shit here. Yeah. But like, oh my God, a parrot.
It's true. Yeah, yeah. A lot
and
of
they'd
rainbow.
Be big, so they'd be like huge plumes too. There'd be lots, like just huge feather boas going off everywhere.
Oh, fabulous.
Oh, sign me up.
We like to reframe tragedy here at Drunk Women Solving Crime. Any guesses, Nicola? What happened that was catastrophic? You've already answered pretzels. You don't owe us another response. Unless you want
but
to.
You can if you want.
Yeah.
Like all the luggage fell out of the things and they all got like knocked out or something.
Yes.
Okay.
I like that.
Lightning. Correct. Our audience is very smart tonight. It was hit by a huge bolt of lightning, which sent it into an immediate nosedive. And the plane started to disintegrate.
Oh my God.
In midair.
I feel like this is a bad time for me to say I'm literally getting on a flight at 12 o'clock tomorrow
oh
afternoon.
Oh no!
Third brag.
Going to Peru.
It's not with a small Peruvian airline, is it?
Are you actually though?
Yeah.
Oh no, how are you at flying?
I'm usually, normally I'm okay.
Normally fine.
Until tonight.
You'll be fine. No. This will not change it. It'll be fine. If anything, it will inspire you.
To stay strong when my plane goes down.
Well, listen, your next question is simply what happened next? And the only hint I can give you is it's fucking bonkers. Fucking bonkers, I say. I just want to keep saying it now. Fucking bonkers.
Unsintegrates?
Ah, did the plane reassemble? Yes, I love this. It was like Lego movie. Okay.
Okay.
I like it. I did say bonkers.
Is this the original Lost?
Ah.
Yeah, so is this episode going to go on far too long?
Am I right, guys? And actually, no one can justify the polar bear. or do all the birds that they've been studying help? Do they all just pick up a bit of the wing and then it's like
Disney?
Snow White. Yeah, they all just help land it. Like the opposite of how walkers are trying to kill all the boats. I'm a mixed bag, guys.
Wait, the crisp.
The way your face went so serious. Any other guesses?
Any other extremes?
Any other extremes?
They
like
all
the
like
Disney
land
image.
Really hard on their seats, but like in the water, and then they like floated back up and
ooh,
all just kind of bobbed
good.
Along and like held hands and like made like a kind of Hands Across America circle around the sea and like kicked themselves back to land.
And the end is the 70s, so no one's done Hands Across America yet. So
so they like inspired it.
That's the inspiration.
It. And the crime is they ripped it off.
Yeah, it's copyright, the crime.
Well, okay. It's not quite as idyllic as some of those suggestions, but it's unbelievable.
Drunk women solving crime.
Oh, yeah. Deck the halls with Jennifer Rainer. Fa la 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 la. Tis the season of Suzuzuru. Fa la 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 la. Don we now our Molly Brown. Fa la 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 la. Support us on patreon.com/drunkwomensolvingcrime.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
So, Yulian was the only person in her row wearing a seatbelt. The force of the lightning caused the entire plane to pull apart, and in Yulian's words, I was outside in the open air. I hadn't left the plane had left me.
Whoa.
She was still strapped into her seat, which was also attached to the seats beside it. So if you can picture, she spiraled down 3,000 feet. Picture like a maple leaf, you know, those helicopters. Or like the house in the Wizard of Oz, you're with me, you're with me. She went through the trees to the Amazon floor, and Yulian remembered thinking two things. One, that the tops of the trees looked like broccoli. And two, she was 100% certain she was going to die.
But they're this is two extremes, aren't they, really?
Yeah.
one really quite whimsical.
This is my kind of girl thinking of food. Yeah. Right before she goes like, broccoli. Oh, I make the best broccoli. I just know how to do it. Cook it with a little olive oil in the water and some sea salt. Oh, mwah, fantastic.
And, if you want that recipe, follow us on Patreon.
Yes, please.
Taylor has put that on Patreon.
So as you've guessed by now, if we're getting quotes, Yulian does not die. Sadly, she is the only one to survive the crash.
This is so lost, except there was a few other people.
There's a few other people. So very sadly, her mother does die. Yulian, as you'd expect, has some serious injuries as well. So she's got concussion, a broken collarbone, and she has gashes on her shoulder and calf. She stayed still, strapped into that chair for almost 24 hours, she estimates, in and out of sleep. But there was something in particular.
I did that on the way to Australia, though. Yeah. So.
They seem like not bad injuries, considering an entire plane fell apart around you and you plummeted into the rainforest.
Scientists have spent hours and hours just analyzing just how she survived.
Was no one else strapped in?
All I know is she was the only one in her row.
Okay.
I think there were some other ones strapped in, but she was the only survivor.
So she watched the two people either side of her just go, just like straight as she like went down.
Ooh, I didn't think of that.
To put it, sat
over. They looked like toast from a toaster.
Yeah. Oh, my God. There was something in particular that made it hard for her to orient herself. What was that?
She'd lost her glasses.
Do you know
from
this
the
story?
Audience.
She did lose her glasses.
Wow.
No, that's all right. I needed to speed us along, so that's great. You saved me. You saved me a good 2 minutes. That's great. Yeah, so she couldn't see. She's got all these injuries. She can't see. But the next day, this girl gets up from her plane seat. She finds some sweets in a bag, which gives her just enough energy to start walking along.
Oh, she had a choc dip, imagine.
Oh. If they hadn't run out of pretzels, she was.
Because she was so savvy about the rainforest, she was able to figure out approximately where she was. Your next question is, how would she know where she was based on her knowledge of the rainforest?
Okay, if we're bringing this back to Mean Girls, she could tell it was Wednesday because everyone was wearing pink.
Love it.
Oh, man, I mean, I've watched so many, like, I don't know if you've ever seen Ed Stafford Naked in the Jungle or something like that, where he kind of, like...
Is this just a friend of yours? Like, yeah.
He invites me along, I watch him make a tent.
He's such a lad.
But there are so many things, like, for example, there's things like... I guess things like knowing where north is like moss on trees, shit like that. Also, the sun and the stars. So if she wants to head north, there's so many ways that you can do it.
Okay. You're making it sound like, moss on trees.
That's what I do. If someone's like, oh, what's the way to the pub? I'll be like, due north.
Follow the moss.
Follow the moss on that bit.
Also, maybe like animals as well. Maybe there's certain animals that are only going to thrive on broccoli and then
I love that you had the sensible answer and I was thinking that whispered to her the right way to go because I've watched too many Disney films.
Like, yes.
Follow the path.
Oh, I like the Disney answer.
Follow the path. Hannah, you're right. Yes. With the animals, she recognized the sounds of frogs and birds that she knew only lived within a certain part of the jungle.
I feel like Nicola was right, though, because...
I feel like that was a team effort.
Yeah, if she recognized...
Yeah, they whispered to her.
Frogs she knew.
Yeah. Frogs she knew.
Yeah. Friends. Hello, Snow White.
Julian.
They'd all done tidying together, and now they were finding the right way.
They'd done like an Alice in Wonderland.
It was
like,
all the animals were doing their Duke of Edinburgh.
Oh, my goodness. I should say she was also close to a river, and Julian remembered some other advice that her parents had once given her about which way to walk if she ever got lost. What was the advice?
Okay, I'm just getting flashbacks of the Blair Witch Project when they all, you know, when they threw their map in the river. And I don't, none of you saw this with my dad, but when my dad saw the Blair Witch Project, when they threw the map in the river, he went, "That's just bad camping." He was very cross. So I imagine she didn't throw her map in the river and her map was useful. Is that
okay,
it?
Okay, so she held onto that map that she brought on the flight. Yeah.
That's my answer.
That's fine, I'll take it.
Did she, like, follow salmon or something?
Okay.
I don't know, I'm just still following animals and imagining that they're, like, yeah,
dragging
her the
keep
right
the Disney thread alive.
Couldn't have done that on a Wednesday, but...
Yeah, true.
salmon are pink.
Yeah, that was...
Why
yeah.
couldn't she have done that on a Wednesday?
Oh, because... Okay, is it you don't wear
that's
pink?
That's the one day she
could only wear it on a Wednesday. Oh, my gosh. Stop trying to make fetch happen.
See, this is why girl culture is too restrictive. You can't go camping if you can only wear pink on Wednesdays.
I shall tell you the answer. It is to follow the direction of the river because eventually it would lead to people who use it as a water source.
Okay. Yeah.
So she walks along the river, but she's also so exhausted that at one point she gets into the river and floats on her back just to conserve energy. And she knows to avoid the shallow part of the river. Why would you want to avoid the shallow part of the river in the Amazon?
Because she'd scrape her back on the rocks.
Because she'd scrape her back on the rocks.
Piranhas from the audience.
This is just revealing to me how I would die immediately if I got stranded anywhere. I am fucked. I'm not lasting anywhere.
Okay, we've got piranhas from the audience.
Yeah, like also like the vast majority of the audience too.
That was a very together
unanimous
piranha. Yeah,
it's like
you had rehearsed your piranhas before you came.
Piranhas.
I like you might bump into Ed Stafford, which is a big problem. It'll make you watch him naked.
Naked again. Yeah, what else is in the shallows? What was it a still? No, it's too dark. Oh, now I have to say it, but it's still too dark.
Well, 98 people have already died, so I think we can...
All right, what was it that killed Steve Irwin?
Oh, a stingray.
Is it stingrays?
Oh, was it? Was it a stingray? Do you know what's... You know when you misremember? Because, of course, I remember it as a crocodile.
It wasn't a crocodile. That was just his title.
It was a stingray. Wow. Wow. Not
I'm
too
sorry,
dark.
Everyone. I didn't mean to make you remember
Fair enough.
That.
Guess what, guys? It's piranhas.
Oh!
Because piranhas feed in the shallows. That's what that Lady Gaga Bradley Cooper song is. It's all about.
You guys are Amazon ready.
You are so Amazon ready. Wow. I want to fly with you on my next shitty airline. Thank you very much. Tell me something, girl. Are you scared of the piranha swirl? Thanks. At night, she would find the best shelter she could, but it was the wet season, so she can't make a fire. There's nothing to eat. She knows that most of what's growing around her is poisonous, so she avoids it. Then one day, she hears the sound of king vultures, and this fills her with dread. Why would that fill you with dread?
King vultures.
King vultures.
Means the
They're
queen's
royal.
Dead.
Yeah.
Because it's... Prince Andrew. Yeah. Yeah, it's just too patriarchal.
If only there had been warnings.
I mean, I'm out, mate. I was lost with piranhas.
Okay, well...
I mean, vultures eat, like, meat, right? They eat dead meat.
Would they just, like, pick her up in their talons and, like, fly? Because she would have been, like, quite ill and small by this point, right?
Right, right.
Mean, is she worried she's near death, that the vultures are circling?
Yes, they feed on carrion, and that meant that she was, this is quite
Who's
grim.
Karen?
No.
They ate Karen, and they were still hungry.
She's looking like she's about to die.
Well,
she wants to talk to the top king vampire. I mean, I was surprised piranhas are real. I didn't actually know that for a fact. So, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they don't seem real. That's just a cartoon fish.
Oh.
Or like in a James Bond film.
Look up a feeding frenzy of piranhas. It's something.
Oh, has anyone got a phone?
Yes, I have a social life. I look at all sorts of YouTube videos. It was that there were dead bodies, and this is quite grim, but she came along and saw some other passengers who were strapped into their seat.
No.
And the reason I share this detail of the story is because the force of the impact from them falling was so strong that they were practically buried into the ground.
Oh my God.
Which just, again, shows how unbelievable it is that the circumstances just added up so that she survived. So besides the pain from her broken collarbone, there was a huge problem with her open wounds. This is also grim. What was the problem with her open wounds?
Maggots from the audience. And I've got nothing sensible to add other than, can I just say officially, Lost was so unrealistic.
They did. Yeah, they should have studied this a little bit better. Any advance on maggots from the audience? I'm going to have to ask you to be quiet now, actually.
No.
Sorry, it's gone from sort of entertaining to ruining the show.
No. But we're lost. This is why the audience is brilliant.
Also, it wasn't as coordinated as piranhas. I'm just saying. It was a bit maggots, maggots, maggots. Next time, maggots. Let's do it. 1, 2, 3. Maggots. There we go. Maggots is correct. They were full of maggots, but luckily.
How is she still alive at this point? Like, this is wild.
She had a lot of sweets.
It's crazy. All those sweets.
Or that Haribo preserving her.
It's insane, isn't it? It's absolutely insane. She comes across an empty hut. She goes inside and discovers some petrol, which she douses the wounds with. Okay. Very painful.
And then sets it on fire to purify it.
No. Don't do that, Katie.
Then they do it in films.
don't ever do that. Oh my God.
How does petrol help if you're not even going to set it on fire?
It just disinfected the wound, and she was able to get
boring,
the maggots and killed
fine,
them. It
okay,
killed them.
Cool.
Disinfected.
Cool.
Took the bacteria out.
I didn't know petrol could do that, actually.
Oh, petrol is good for all sorts of things.
This is such a great PSA for seatbelts. Petrol.
It's true. Now, the next day, she is discovered by some fishermen. Yay.
I thought you were going to say by Simon Cowell, because you said it in that kind of way. By Arlene Phillips. And she joined Pan's
Julianne,
People.
Julianne, I like you.
And that woman was.
It's a really barbed compliment, but she's fine.
Oh my goodness, discovered
that, I mean,
by
that would
Simon
be a
Cowell.
Proper sob story on X Factor, though, wouldn't it? You know, sometimes they're just like, my dad's a milkman or something. Yeah, like, this is our fucking
I had a dislocated shoulder in the Amazon, but man, I could sing. And she still comes second to an old guy who used to sing for the Queen or something. She still wouldn't win.
Yeah, 100%. Oh dear. So these fishermen discover her, but they have never seen a human who looks like her. She's very white, she's very thin, she's blonde. They assume she must be a mythical creature. She's basically Katie. She's like stunning, and they've never seen this, and she can't be real. But once again, something her parents had taught her comes in handy in this moment. What was helpful?
When old men tell you they can change your life, don't listen to them. Don't do it. You're not going to be a model. You're not going to be a famous singer.
Correct.
It's a trap. Presumably, it may be another language. It's not language, you can tell.
Mm-hmm. Was it like a bargaining sort of...
Oh, you guys know it, and you've shut up because I scared you. Oh, and that's why I'm Detective Asshole. I'm sorry.
Just like whisper it to me.
Just so you know, yeah. I know that you know, okay? I know, and you're like... It was another language. She could speak fluent Spanish. So she said, I'm a survivor of the Lanza crash. My name is Julianne. She's airlifted to hospital. She's reunited with her father. She's treated. She recovers completely. But question, how many days did Yulian survive in the Amazon before she was discovered?
14 from the audience.
Ooh.
69. 69! Hello.
That was a very rich and full 69, ooh, which is the best way, I suppose.
That is a fan, yeah.
That's a lot of sweets.
How many days?
Yeah. I feel like... 2 weeks seems like a lot, but also if you then told me like 389, I'd be like, yeah, fair play.
I feel like she could have gone longer, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it was 10 days, which now doesn't sound that amazing because we've thrown out big numbers, but she didn't eat anything except for those sweets. Like, she kept going. Jesus, she only had water.
Wow. So, yeah, also that she knew the ones that were poisonous as well.
Yeah.
Because I would just be like, does it look tasty?
Yeah, I know.
Gonna try it.
Looked like broccoli. Does it taste like broccoli? Your final question is this, because, of course, this is a true crime podcast. What, if anything, happened to that airline?
It became EasyJet.
Yes. I mean, no one can top that.
No. No, you won't.
Surely they, like, got shut down.
Okay.
I think, somebody got promoted.
They got rebranded.
It became Richard Branson's.
No. It became EasyJet. Is like, I bow down.
Yeah, they just changed the thing of, like, days since accident.
Yeah. Now with 30% safety.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the Peruvian government investigated the case, and the airline was found liable for allowing the flight to go ahead, given the weather warnings. And 11 days after the crash, the airline lost its license and was shut down. No one was held criminally negligent, though, which I also think would be unlikely today. Don't you?
Yeah.
Don't you?
Oh, yeah,
Sister
we love
Valium
a scapegoat today.
Tells herself. A scapegoat.
But it wouldn't be who was responsible that got punished. Then or now?
Well, that's possible. That's possible.
Mate, yeah, go. Yeah, go.
Hello?
Would go on and the person would be punished.
Yeah.
Right. They'd let somebody go
somebody
down.
Somebody gets sacked, but they all carry on with their bonuses.
Yeah, on day 9, they would have promoted a woman to CEO.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Oh!
And then they go over the glass cliff.
Yeah.
Well... Let's end on a happy note, which is this. Julianne is still alive.
Oh, my God.
And she's been interviewed about this so many times. So if you want to find out more about her experience, she's done interviews. They've made some, unfortunately, not very great films about this, but she's done some amazing interviews and has spoken about it a lot. She's a brilliant biologist, and she still runs the research center that was founded by her parents in
That's
Peru.
So cool.
And she's renowned for her study of bats. Yeah. So, yeah. What?
Somebody coughed COVID.
Wow. Wow.
We've
I knew somebody
full
was going to sully the bats. I didn't even know how. So basically, she's a huge fucking badass. Let's hear it to you, Leanne.
Yeah.
Now. And I'd like to thank, I think it was Facebook that brought this up as a mini story. That's where I get so many of my cases. I'm like, woo. Because, you know, they'll do these little bios and say, woo. So excited. Okay. It is time for an audience crime. So is there anyone who would like to come up and share a tale of a time that they were victim of a crime?
Of woe with redemption in the form of Carver.
Carver.
Oh, there's
oh hello.
The back.
Come on up.
Come on up. Give a round of applause.
Woo.
Yay.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name, please?
Sorry, I was the 69 guy at the back.
Hi, 69 guy.
Brag.
Sorry, what's your name?
AJ.
Hi, AJ. Nice to meet you.
Hello.
Tell us your story.
A burglary. I lived on my own, and I came home. My neighbours said, well, you know, your back door's open. And I was like, no surprise there. I said, I sort of opened the door, and there's, you know, the place has been ransacked, and the guys had taken, you know, kind of my Xbox, my DVD player, and this is
going back. AJ, where was this?
This is back in Worcestershire.
Worcestershire, so. Okay. That's a sauce.
Yeah. It's actually quite a posh area, quite a, you know, and actually sort of a row of terraced cottages. That
okay.
A lot of old people live in each of them. Ooh. They all just sit in their houses all day long, just
ooh,
looking out the windows.
So, wow.
So nobody
plenty
has ever been
witnesses
broken in.
The curtain okay twitchers didn't come to your aid this day.
Apparently nobody saw
what could have distracted
anything
them.
Yeah. Well, the thing was that, so when I sort of, you know, went and called the police and they said, what's been taken? And I went through the list. I said, actually, they've taken a sports bag that I'd been using. It's a long time ago. They'd emptied out the kind of the dirty laundry. I'd been away for the weekend at a party.
There is a tone.
They'd loaded up a few other things into that bag and taken it away. The party I'd been to was kind of a rambunctious party.
This is a safe space.
Okay, I've been
to
an orgy.
For the listeners, AJ's getting
about 12 years ago.
I'm sorry I spoke over you. You were at an orgy. It's just because I was going to say, so for the listeners, he's rubbing his hands together and we're all very excited. Okay, so you'd been to an orgy, so loads of dirty
and he
clothes
had a bag of cool stuff.
I'd taken with me some clothes and some toys.
Okay.
And when the police
sports
asked me...
Sports bag.
Well, it was a large...
yes.
Hold all.
I get it.
Did hold all. And they used that to haul my stuff away. My DVD player and my laptops and my Xbox. And they'd emptied out my dirty laundry. They hadn't emptied out any of the items that I'd taken with me to the party. So they took away my haul of Xbox and DVD players and a huge bunch of dildos, basically.
Yes.
And I...
I love that, just the collective noun for dildos. It's a huge bunch.
It's a school or a bunch of dildos.
A flange of dildos. I'm not sure
isn't
what...
Isn't it dildai?
Yes.
When it's plural.
But yeah, so, and as I said, my neighbours, both of which would have been sitting in the window watching all day long out the window.
Yeah.
And didn't
oh
see anybody
goodness
exit or, you know, enter or
they
exit.
They didn't have any eyes on it at all.
No idea who.
Were they not all at the party?
Well, I'm worried that I don't know. I mean, some of these things were. I'm just wondering about, you know, if somebody was bashed or. But you literally have no idea who.
But did you sometimes when stuff gets stolen, you then see it on like Facebook Marketplace? Did you find any of them? Did you go looking for them on there?
It's not something I've searched on Facebook for.
You might
other websites.
Yeah. Resale.
Yeah.
But also,
great
if they,
market for used dildos.
Yeah. But if they made the is choice to empty out your clothes, but to keep the dildos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this was a conscious choice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And they
oh my
all,
God!
You know,
what a great time!
Up.
Xbox and dildos. Like, yes, please. Sign me up.
So that was...
Dear me, do you think that the neighbors were negligent? Do you think they saw something and didn't say anything and they kept
it's
quiet?
It's possible. They didn't like me, there was, I must admit.
Okay.
Small town Worcestershire, big puff next door. They probably didn't... They weren't overly keen on...
They didn't like the Worcestershire sauce.
No.
guys. No, I will not high-five you all. Sorry, AJ.
Right. That's absolutely right.
Well, gosh, I'm so sorry to hear. I'm sorry to hear.
And so did the police didn't find them?
No, I had... when the police came around, they dusted everything. I mean, I must admit, I was... the cleaners hadn't been in that weekend. Name of my sex tape. Everything was covered in about an inch of dust, which actually the WPC that did attention said it was actually quite useful because
they could
see.
Right?
That is why I don't clean. Yes, exactly why.
Yeah, so that's why I don't clean anymore.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, God, did you have to itemize everything?
Well, like, this was the thing.
Dildo number five.
Yeah, so my insurance company said, oh, you know, what was stolen? I said, well, you know, it was two laptops. One was great, one was shit, Xbox player and, you know, DVD, and
two dildos, one was
personal,
great, one was shit.
A few personal items. And it was like, what? I said, do you know what? Don't worry about it. They were just family heirlooms. Old, not worth anything. And I just, yeah. So, but no, we never saw the Xbox or the.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I blame the old people that lived on either side of you.
I'm blaming the old people and the thieves, yeah. But I'm not letting the old people off the hook. That's not cool.
Any thoughts on who might have done this? Do you think it was a targeted attack? Did they know what was inside the house?
Were they after the dildos?
Well,
and they wanted to protect?
What I wonder is, it, you know, they could
AJ,
have.
AJ,
is it someone from the party?
Sorry?
Could it have been someone from the party?
I was going to ask the question on all of our minds. Did you disappoint anyone? Was anyone left hanging?
This is getting too close to...
Very confident from AJ there.
Right. It was a great orgy.
Everyone was exhausted.
Okay. Well done, AJ. Well done!
Oh, AJ!
AJ! Thank you!
Thank you!
Thank you! Oh. Well, we have just enough time to ask Nicola. Thank you. You've been an amazing detective, hasn't she?
Yay, Nicola!
Detective NY Cardigan. Tell us, where can we find you? What are you up to?
silence. you can find me as half of Flo and Joan all the time.
yeah,
this is the first
time
we've ever been split up for anything, which makes us sound codependent, but it wasn't our choice, which makes me sound more codependent, actually, now that I say it. Yeah, you can just find us all online stuff at Flo and Joan.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for
having me. Big round of applause for Nicola Dempsey!
Drunk Women Solving Crime is produced by Amanda Redman with music by The Lion and the Wolf. You can follow us on Twitter at Drunk Women Pod and on Facebook and Instagram at Drunk Women Solving Crime. And please review us on Apple Podcasts. Also, if you've got a petty crime you want us to solve, then please write it in that review and we'll solve it. Thank you so much to Acast for hosting us, and thank you for listening.